Let's unite together in prayer. Our Father, we do pray for that land of Spain in all its darkness, attractive in so many ways, yet bereft of the light of the gospel of Christ for the most part. We pray that thou wilt bless missionary endeavor there, all that's of thyself, and especially our missionaries who are working in that country, and among them thy servant who has spoken to us here today. We pray that thou wilt gladden her heart as she sees progress in the work of God and in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us now as we come these last few minutes to thy word. Bless the reading and proclamation of thy truth. Grant the power of the Spirit, and we pray that thou wilt speak, Lord, in the stillness as we wait on thee, and hush our hearts to listen in expectancy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you turn, please, for a few minutes to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. Joy quoted the words here that I want to draw your attention to down at the end of the chapter. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto them, or unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Before we come to the close of the service, and in the light of the things that the Lord's servant has spoken to us, it's fitting that we would look at these words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ long ago, with the emphasis being on the harvest, his harvest, as he speaks of it. Now, very briefly, let me draw your attention to a number of things about the harvest here in this verse. First of all, there's the presence of it. It does exist. It's there. The harvest truly is plenteous. So always in the Lord's work, always, there is a harvest somewhere. There are harvest fields to be worked. We've been thinking of the harvest in Spain just now. And no doubt there is a great need there. There are many, many people. And where there are unsaved people, there is always a harvest. But not only in Spain, but also elsewhere. Other missionary fields of the world. Kenya, for instance, where we have work. We think also of South America. We think of Jamaica. Different parts of the world, even in India. And not to mention, or forget even for that matter, our own borough here and our own land. So there is the presence of the harvest. Where there are unsaved people, men, women, girls and boys, that's where a harvest is present. But notice secondly, not only the presence of the harvest, but the potential of it. He says the harvest truly is plenteous. There's an abundance there. A picture of a field or many fields that have ripened grain, a ripened crop about them, ready to be reaped. And if you look at that correspondently in the lives of the multitudes of people who are without Christ, think of the potential there. Maybe a David Livingston. Maybe a Gladys Aylward. Maybe a William Carey. Maybe a Mary Slessor. Maybe a Hudson Taylor among them. Who can tell? But the point is, among the many unsaved men and women, and particularly young people and the children, there is rich potential for the kingdom of God's sake, because the harvest truly is plenteous. But then notice again, not only the presence of the harvest and the potential of the harvest, but notice the person of the harvest. Surely this is what gives the harvest its great significance. Surely this must be the reason why the harvest is so special, because the harvest belongs to someone. It's his, and he is described here or designated here as the Lord of the harvest. Now, people who own fields or own harvest fields, they're in a very special position, and they want to get the best benefit for all the labor that they've put into the sowing, the preparing of the ground and the sowing of the seed. And they have every right to the returns. But how much more the Lord Jesus Christ, as he looks at this world, whether it's Spain, whether it's India, whether it's Northern Ireland, whether it's England, Scotland or Wales or the south of Ireland, wherever it is, surely the Lord has a right to expect from all of these places that there will come forth men and women and girls and boys hearing the gospel that will turn from their sin, respond to him and receive him into their lives. So whenever we're serving the Lord, whenever we're working in the harvest fields, let's keep our eye not only on the ripened grain, important though that is, but let's keep our eye on the one who owns the harvest of the earth, called the Lord of the harvest, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He's the great director. You remember in the Old Testament book of Ruth, whenever Ruth had come back with Naomi, her mother-in-law, they had to go out. She had to go out and work in order to get that which was to keep body and soul together. But she happened, the Bible said, her hap was. That's another word for providence, or another word that means providence. It was just that God had arranged it that she would land in that part of the harvest where Boaz owned the fields, and he was a mighty man of wealth, and she was just gleaning after the reapers. It was a menial job, but enough to get her something to live on, her and her mother-in-law Naomi. But you, many of you at any rate, know the story. Boaz was coming by and asked, who is this young woman? And then he was told, and he said, look after her well. And then a lovely relationship developed. He fell in love with her. Both of them got married. And there was a tremendous end to that story, because King David was related to Boaz and Ruth through a few generations of marriage. But the point is, Boaz was the Lord of the harvest, a picture of the Lord Jesus, and he will look well. The Lord Jesus will look well to his laborers, to his reapers. So, brethren and sisters, look well to the Lord of the harvest when we're carrying on the harvest work. But let me say a fourth thing about this harvest. Not only the presence of it and the potential of it and the person of it, but notice the people of it. That's you and me. Let's read the words again. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. That concerns us. This harvest that we're talking about cannot be worked without laborers. Like the ordinary material harvest that comes every year, whenever it's ready for reaping, if it's not reaped, it'll wither and die. And if you and I feel in our service for the Lord, we don't witness, we don't get involved in soul winning and evangelism here and abroad, then the harvest of the field will perish. A few Sunday nights ago, one of our members gave me this. He said, I was thinking of the model text that we had, or the three model texts, where the theme was work. And he said, I'd written this out, and it was written in acrostic form that he gave me. I said, I'd like to make use of that, so the time has come for now. W, and he said, welcome strangers. So there's a work for us to do in the church here. Whenever strangers come in, welcome them. Don't have them to come in, sit down and go out and nobody speak to them or nobody be friendly to them. The next letter in the word work is O. And he put that down as offer friendship. So not only welcome strangers, but offer friendship, not only to the strangers or the visitors, but to one another. And that's important. Be warm and friendly with one another, and of course the strangers. And then the third letter in the word work that he put down for a word, the letter was R, and the word beginning with R was rally. Rally together. Such as the activities we're hearing of, the reach activity yesterday morning, the youth fellowship activities, where there's outreach, where there's the going out specifically to meet individual people, and our youth leader and the youth fellowship tells me of a tremendous time of witnessing last night in a different part where they normally witness, and great conversation struck up. Let's rally together in order to get the job done. And then the last letter in the word work was the letter K. And he said, K means keep on praying. And that's important. And it's noticeable that in our Wednesday night prayer meetings of late, the attendances have increased somewhat. And that's good news. Great news. So let's take this to heart. To welcome strangers. To offer friendship to the visitors and one another. To rally ourselves together for evangelistic activity. And to keep on praying for God's work. We have heard this morning from the Lord's servant of needs in Spain. Let's keep these matters before us in prayer. So one last thing about the harvest. Not only the presence of it and the potential of it and the person of it and the personnel or the people in it, but notice the prayer about it. The Lord Jesus Christ, look at those two words again, said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, he's not saying at this stage, go and work in the harvest, although that is a requirement elsewhere. But at this stage, he's saying, I want all of you, and he was talking about the laborers here because they were laborers. He says, I want you to pray to me. I want you to pray to the Lord of the harvest that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into the harvest field. Is that not a tremendous matter for prayer in all our prayer meetings? Whether it's Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Friday morning, prayer meeting for revival, other prayer meetings or whatever, Lord, send more laborers into the harvest. We have a missionary with us today representing our missionary work. Let's keep these mission fields before us in prayer. Let's think of these different forms of outreach that the youth fellowship and the reach are involved in. Let's keep them before us in prayer. Lord, they need laborers here. We need to let the people of this growing borough know of our services and try to witness to them. We need helpers to get the invitations out, to get the gospels out, to get the leaflets out. Will you pray that the Lord will give us always enough laborers in order to get the task done? Laborers for the Lord that will be both available and active. This is what he's asking. And as we have a representative from one of the mission fields of the world before us, let's keep Spain in view and the Lord's servant herself as she seeks to serve him there.